I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Madison Mercantile here in Madison, of course. Right, Chris?
Right here at the end of Main Street.
Well, good afternoon. How are you doing today on this Labor Day?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I've been laboring. You know, as you can tell, if we were on TV, you'd see that I'm definitely the scone maker because I'm covered head to toe with flour, and I'm a mess right now.
Yeah, you look pretty doughy.
Yeah, that's right. I am.
What are you baking back there in the kitchen?
Well, I like to bake fresh scones on Mondays, so we have them for the week. And today I made a brown sugar cinnamon scones.
Is that what I had?
That's what you had.
That was awesome.
And a raspberry scones. And not everybody likes sweets, so I decided to make one that's got sour cream and bagel seasonings and stuff in it, so it's more of a savory scone. So
nice.
Tastes maybe more like breakfast to some people. So we'll try that, and then after I'm done with you here, I'm going to make some almond flour-based ones so we have some gluten-free choices.
Okay. And that'll be available tomorrow morning then when you open up?
That's right, tomorrow. And speaking of opening up, we've been opening at 7 rather than 8.
Okay.
We kind of got convinced by some of the teachers who were like, you know, I'd really like to grab coffee and a scone on my way to school, but you're not open in time. So the last couple of weeks we've tried it, so it's working out pretty good to open at 7. So I just want to let everybody know, come on by, and, you know, if you're in a hurry, call ahead and let us know what you need, and hopefully we can have it ready for you.
So what are those new hours over the whole week, right?
Right. This Tuesday through Friday still, we're 7 to 5. But we are quite often open a little bit later for different events, whether it's open mic or music lessons or whatever. So if the open sign is on, it means we're open, except when I leave it on all weekend like I accidentally did this weekend.
Oh.
So, and then Saturdays we're open from noon to 5. We're just going to keep those hours for a little while yet. They may change a little bit in the winter, but right now we're still closed on Sundays and Mondays. Opening a little bit earlier, especially to support those teachers.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're only one block from the Lac qui Parle Fairgrounds,
yes.
And something's happening down there, I think, this week.
I've heard tell there is something going on. It could be the 150th anniversary of the fair. So, yeah, we are right outside the gates of the fair, so we anticipate a lot of foot traffic, at least going through to see what's going on. It's going to be tough to find a parking place, though.
Yep.
So that's kind of the price you pay for the fair. But we're not going to have too many specials or anything like that because we want people to go to the fair.
Okay.
But we do hope people stop in, grab a flyer, learn what we're about, especially those out-of-town guests who maybe haven't had a chance to see what we're doing in terms of our nonprofit 501c3 for trying to provide a place for community, art, culture, connection, co-working, all these things in Madison. So I really, really love telling my story to alumni and other friends and family who are back for the fair.
Yeah, I have a lot of family coming back this weekend for the fair, and they're really looking forward to it, and everyone's probably in the same boat. So there's going to be a lot of people here celebrating, like you said, the 150th
right?
Lac qui Parle County Fair. So
you know, and a lot of classes will use the fair as their reunion time.
Yep.
So as part of that, we've set up a room in the back end of the building we're calling our reunion room or the dragon room.
I saw that. It's nice. You got the, from the old gym back there?
Got those pennants, and we've got some a whole bunch of annuals, and I'm still looking for more annuals. If anybody's got some class annuals from Madison, and hey, from Bellingham too, if you've got some to spare, drop them by, and we're missing a few in the 70s and 60s, so
okay.
We'd like to get them. But we're going to have a place back there where different classes can sign up and say, hey, I'm class of 81, I'm here, who else is here, how can we meet up? And I know at least the class of 83 is already planning a coffee here on Saturday Fair.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening at the fair, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right on the main drag here, so a lot of people be coming in, I'm guessing.
I'm hoping that's the case. Looks like the weather will break a little bit. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice.
Oof, today wouldn't have been fun.
Not the 102 like it is this afternoon. So.
That's right. And we do have, you know, cold coffees. We have nice cold brew and coffee ice cubes to put in your cold brew. So we can cool you off. It's not just a hot cup of coffee anymore. There's lots and lots of options.
All right. So,
one of the things I want to highlight in our art gallery is we are highlighting farm art. Might sound kind of weird, but what we decided to do was highlight things, art you can make out of items you'd find on the farm. So we have a number of things made out of pieces of tractors and gears and all that kind of stuff. Particularly great are the items from Gene Zinter. He lives down by Canby, and he's just a master metal worker and welder, and some of his pieces are in front of the Mercantile right now, but we've got a couple other really, really nice ones inside as well. And I'd love folks to come by and get inspired and see what maybe they can do. There's art around us everywhere, and I bet you if you look in your garage, you can put two and two together and come up with art.
Yep, come up with something on the farm.
Yep.
Put them together. I was in here the other day, and you were already putting some of the displays up there. Cause really looks nice.
Thanks. It's been a lot of fun. There's a little guy named Scrappy in here that you're supposed to come and say hi to, too. Oh. Kind of looks a little bit like the Tin Man. So.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
There's
Tim. He's got kind of an oil. It's a Tin Man. Okay.
That's
got
right.
it. Awesome.
So we hope this is a yearly event that we host a farm art kind of thing, and hopefully it can grow and be bigger and be kind of a complement to the things people have at the fair.
So farmers are listening right now, and you got some, should I call it junk, or laying around? Or?
I think junk is a term of endearment. I love junk art. We're calling it farm art. Everybody's definition of art is a little bit different. So you've got something beautiful you've hung on your barn wall for the last 30 years. Take it down and bring it down to the Merc.
All right. Awesome. That's a great idea. Did you think of that one?
Well, it was kind of the Madison Arts Council. We sat around and thought about what we could do for the fair that would be complimentary, and we didn't want to detract from some of the things going there, but we wanted something that would be sort of go along with the whole agriculture theme. So this is a lot of fun, and I kind of like junk, too.
Yeah.
So I had a whole garage full of this stuff, and we put it to good use.
All right. What else you got going on at the Madison Mercantile?
Well, we have been focusing a little bit on what we're going to do for the holidays and some of the musical events we can host. We did receive a little grant money to pay for musicians.
Oh, so nice.
It's nice for musicians to get up on the stage and know that they're going to have a guaranteed paycheck and not just a tip jar. So that's been fun. I'd like to have a shout-out to Charlie Roth for really helping us have some wonderful music over the summer. Charlie has been bringing friends that he's met in Nashville and all over Minnesota. He's been bringing them up to the area and letting us have the opportunity to hear their music. So the last one we had that Charlie brought up was called The Weary Ramblers, and we were blown away by the guitar picking and the fiddling of that North Iowa duo.
I was going to ask, where were they from?
Yep, Northern Iowa. We've had some mostly from Minnesota and Iowa, South Dakota, from the region. And one thing we really want to do with our opportunities here is to highlight local musicians. So if anybody knows of a local musician who wants a little stage time, we'd be happy to support that. We're looking at a gentleman from Canby that we've talked about, Mario Callens. Hopefully we'll come here and grace the stage with his old time and outlaw country. And there's a lot of talent out here, Paul. And
yeah, there
I just really like to make sure that they have the opportunity to show their stuff.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to Mario. He's just a young guy, but man, he sings the Johnny Cashes.
He is channeling the old masters, that's for sure.
That's right.
He does a great job.
I see, as long as we're on music, I see behind you on the post here, what is that happening there?
Well, we decided, it happened one night late. There might have been a beer involved or two, I don't know, but we decided to have the musicians sign the post here. So we have the Weary Ramblers, Morning Bird, Eliza Blue, Charlie's up there, even Tom Fernholz is on there somewhere. So we're just going to have all the musicians who come in sign the post, and it just kind of reminds us just what a great group of musicians we've had here.
That's awesome. Great idea.
Yeah, and the next musician we have on tap is Dave Stoddard. He's going to come in on the 29th of September and kick off the Meander Weekend for us. So Dave was here before us. He was one of the folks that Charlie brought up last year, and we all really enjoyed him. He's from up in the Moorhead area, and he is kind of a John Prine guy. His lyrics are funny. He's a singer-songwriter. Just a lot of fun to have on stage. So he's going to kick off Meander for us on September 29th. And then Meander Weekend is that 29th, the 1st and 2nd of October. And we've got a couple of registered Meander artists artists that will be displaying here in the Merck, Beyond Joy Pottery, which is Chuck and Lisa Thompson, and we've got the Prairie Peacemaker Quilt Club.
Ooh, that's a tongue twister.
I know. They're, you know, and I got a shout out to those ladies. They were one of the first groups that started hanging out at the Merck and using the space to show off their skills. They're going to have a quilt show, things for sale. It's going to be really a beautiful show.
During the Meander?
During the Meander.
Okay.
Yeah, they're an official.
That's really become a huge event in our area,
oh,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. And I think it's over 20 years. Well, maybe it's 20 years now. And we do have Deb Meyer's also going to be in the Meander, but she's going to show at her home studio. So I encourage everybody to come on out and not only see the Madison artists, but take the day or couple of days and drive up and down the Minnesota River Valley and take a look at all the great talent we have here.
Okay, great. Yeah, your calendar's full again, Chris.
Yeah, it's crazy. The next thing on the calendar after harvest, and moving back to Minnesota reminds me there's a before harvest and an after harvest. There's a before the fair and after the fair. That's how we do things, right?
That's right.
After the fair and harvest, we'll probably kick off our holiday market here at the Mercantile. We'd love to encourage people to buy local, buy gifts that are made, handmade by people in the area. So we're going to highlight that all through sort of mid-November up until Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, we're with Chris Shelstead from Madison Mercantile, broadcasting live today on this Labor Day from Madison Mercantile. And I just see some stock car races coming by here. There's racing tonight, I believe, Madison
yes.
Speedway.
Occasionally I try to flag them down and say stop here for coffee, but I think they are on a mission.
Races are called off. No racing
oh,
tonight.
Oh, no. Too hot.
Too hot, probably, yeah.
Too hot in the water. They try to water the track, and it dries up right away. So, yep, it's too hot.
Okay.
No races tonight, then.
That's right. Well, it's not too
hot. Maybe that guy that just turned in there probably didn't get the word yet. So.
So we'll see him back again here soon.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you are a local artist or a hand crafter of any kind and you're thinking about maybe being part of a holiday market, please get a hold of me. We're going to kind of limit it to sort of truly handmade things, but we have room for lots of folks to sell their wares. So
right.
Get a hold of me, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. How's the coffee shop doing?
Oh, things are going great. I tell you, the ladies that run the coffee house, they are awesome.
And who are they again?
Paige and Amy and Maria, and all of them just bring so much to this, so much to the table. They come up with great ideas, inventive sort of new coffees and things like that. One of the recent ones was a chai root beer float.
A what?
A chai root beer float.
Oh, wow.
Which is basically a chai latte, a little bit of root beer to give it that sweetness, and then a scoop of ice cream.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very good.
Will that be available tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay.
We'll have that available during the fair.
Oh, nice. I might be in and get one of them in the morning.
That sounds good.
Is that good for the morning?
It sounds like it's a morning breakfast food.
Ice
cream for breakfast sounds like a great deal. Other than that, we'll have the traditional hot coffee or a nice cold vanilla latte for you, whatever seems to work.
All right. Anything else, Chris, that we need to touch on?
You know, I just want to thank the community again. This has been quite a journey. It's been about almost 2 years now that we have been open and or building, and I just looked at a video the other day of what this building looked like before we moved in, and we've come a long way. And
big transformation.
Yeah, and it's really, really thanks to the community and their support.
Yep.
So.
And your hard work. You're the hardest working woman I know, I think.
Not today.
No, not today. Well, you got dough all over you. You're baking away.
Baking is easy compared to some of the carpet ripping and wall building and everything else we did in this building over the past year. I'll take baking any day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Nice talk visiting with you today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Go out there and stay cool. And
enjoy the fair.
Enjoy the fair. Everybody, see you then.
All right. That's another Coffee at the Merck from Madison Mercantile.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
My life. Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.